Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today we're going to talk about an issue because it just is so funny to me. I was watching this show and this couple, and the person went out and they were flirting with someone while they were out. And while they were out, the person took a video of the disrespect because the person is in a relationship with someone else. So the person posted it, and the person's significant other was out of town, and when they got back, they saw the video online of the person, you know, with the person they were flirting with. So they got into a big argument and all this stuff on the show, right? But what's so funny is that because the partner was upset, the person who messed up went out and was talking to their friends, and they were like, oh, well, you know, all of this stress and, you know, this person's mad and all this. And I told him it wasn't anything and all this stuff. And I just don't know if I want all of this stress. And it just amazed me because I was like, are people really this delusional? Like, just are they really? Because how is it that you create the stress? And then you say you don't want the stress. First of all, if you're in a relationship, you don't do things to disrespect your partner. See, I think it's just become so commonplace for people to do that, that they just literally don't care. You know, at this point in life, people just don't care what they do. They really don't. They don't care. It's I'm doing me and I can do what I want to do. And I don't care who I hurt and I don't care. And if I do something and you get upset about it and then you bring it to me, I'm going to get mad at you for getting upset. Like, are you kidding me? Like, are you seriously kidding me? Like, let's have some grown-up behavior, because that's not. That is immature and it is childish. How are you going to get mad at somebody for getting mad at you when you were the one that was disrespectful? And now you say, oh, I don't want to deal with it. So they're probably going to run away from the person and leave them or dump them or whatever. See, that's what happens when they get called out or they get, you know, they have to be held accountable, then they want to run and they don't want to talk about it anymore. But let's stop, okay? Because seriously, like, it's so annoying. Like, when you do stuff, just understand that you got consequences for it. You can go out and do what you want to do, but there's also consequences. And you can't get upset that if you're in a video with another person, when you're already in a relationship and someone's posting something, and it was over the top. It was too much for you to be posting with someone else when you're in a relationship. And you don't see how that's disrespectful? I don't understand how people don't get that. Like, are you just that clueless, or you just don't want to see it? You know what I mean? Because you just can't be that clueless. Like, the stuff that people do and say just amazes me sometimes. It's weird because I'm like, this person's gone on and on and talking to their friends. Oh, you know, if they're going to be bringing me all this stress, then I just don't want to deal with it. You don't want to deal with it and they're bringing you stress? No, you brought that person stress by being disrespectful. Because the thing about it is this, you know, I've said this many times. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't be in a relationship. But the person was like going to walk out and leave once they saw the video, right? But you're sitting here begging the person not to leave and saying that it wasn't what they thought and all this stuff. But just because you can't calm the person down, and that's another thing that people need to understand. You don't get to screw up and then you tell somebody when they need to get over whatever you did. You're mad because you say you're sorry in that moment, the person doesn't accept what you're saying. You don't get to tell someone else when they need to calm down about something that you've done to hurt them. That's another thing that always amazes me. So you want to just say you're sorry and they're supposed to just say, oh, it's okay. I love you. It's fine. It's blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't work like that. If you screw up, see, this is my thing. You want to be an adult. You want to be a player or whatever you think you are out in the streets, then be that, but also be able to own up to that. See, that's what amazes me, because it's funny how people will turn into such a big coward and they can't take the heat when they get caught or they get confronted with whatever they've done. No, you were so big and bad and bold when you were out there doing it and you didn't care. So have that same energy when you get caught. Why is it then you want to be a coward and you don't want to say anything, or you want to run, or you want to, you know, get upset because the person's not accepting your apology right away? And so what? They don't have to. You got to understand that when you hurt someone, it is not up to you to tell them when to get over it. It's not. And then to try to run after you when the person doesn't accept whatever, oh, they're bringing you stress. You know, people really need to heal. I'm telling you, please heal before you get in relationships with people. All of this, it's crazy. It's literal craziness. I don't understand it. I was watching it, and just the fact that they're out telling their friends, oh, you know, if they're going to be bringing me all this stress, I don't want it. I mean, I literally just started laughing because I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you serious? You're saying that you can't take it when you were the one in the wrong. So now you just want to ghost or get rid of the person because they got mad at you for doing something that was disrespectful to them. And the thing about it is that people don't listen. If the person is coming to you, and this is great advice for anyone who is listening. If you are in a relationship with someone and you tell them that something they did is disrespectful to you and they don't hear you and they don't care. Like I saw another episode and the girl was telling this guy this, and she just had tears pouring down her face. She's crying. She's telling him what he did and how it hurt her. And he literally was sitting there smiling the entire time that she was talking. That is diabolical. That is for you to have a person standing in front of you telling you how you have hurt them, and you have a smirk and a laugh. You're laughing. I mean, you think that it's funny. But see, I'm telling you, people better understand that. Let me tell you something. You know, these people want to run around here and they want to think that they're just these big, you know, I'm a player and I'm a creep or whatever. You know, I'm a gigolo. I'm this, I'm that. Whatever the name y'all got for it, I don't really care. I don't really know. Whatever it is, scum. Let's just go with that. You know, if you want to be that type of person, you've got to understand that this stuff is going to come back to you. And I'm not just trying to say that it's all men. There's women, too, that do the same thing. You know, I'm saying for whoever. I don't care who you are. If you're doing anything to hurt other people, and it is totally unnecessary because you can choose to be single. But people get in relationships with people knowing that they're not going to do right, knowing that they can't be. And then the funny thing about it is after they've done all the destruction, though, it's after. Then they say, oh, well, I'm just not the relationship type. I'm not the marrying type. Let me tell you that I think you knew that when you got involved with this person. You probably knew that about 3 or 4 relationships back. I'm pretty sure you already knew that, but you decided to get in the relationships, cause all of this damage. Now you want to say you're not the marrying type or you're not the relationship type. If you're not, then you already know that. Then don't get in a relationship with someone and damage someone else, because this stuff is not funny. It's literally not. And if you're ever in front of someone telling them that they've done something to hurt you and you're pouring out your feelings and they are sitting there with this big, dumb, stupid, goofy look on their face like they don't get it and they don't understand it, you got to understand that this person is devoid of empathy. They don't feel for other people, because when you hurt someone and you really are sorry, you care that this person is hurt. So if anyone can stand in front of you and not react to that, something is seriously wrong. And honestly, you need to just get away from them, because that's a person that doesn't care about how you feel. And if a person that care, if they don't care about how you feel, they're not going to care about how they treat you. So you have to understand it's just going to continue, is what I'm saying. If they don't care, you've literally got tears pouring down your face, and if this person is smiling, laughing, or anything, and they're not taking it serious, they don't care. They're devoid of empathy. They don't know how their heart is just, it's empty. You know, because you can't hurt people and be okay with that. Not normal people. Normal people are not okay going around hurting people. But I just don't get how you say someone's causing you stress and you don't know if you can put up with it. No, I don't think the person can put up with your shenanigans. I don't understand people's way of thinking. Like, it's so crazy to me. Like, you go out here and you do all this dirt and then you get caught and then you can't. So my thing is, as I said, you want to be that type of person, then have that same energy when you get caught. But let me tell you something, they're not. They're cowards, no matter who it is. When they get caught and whatever they get caught in, they run. They run and they hide. They do. And see, that's not a stable person. That's a person who cannot control themselves. They are lustful. They are led by their flesh. They can't control themselves. And I said many times that you've got to be able to master yourself and get control of yourself. If you fall victim every single time someone's in your face, if you're in a relationship and you are that weak, that every time a woman or a man, whatever relationship you're in, and they come up to you and you cannot say no and you cannot control yourself, that's awful. And you really need to work on that. It's sad, actually. It's sad. It really is. You need to work on yourself, because that's weak. That is being weak. It really is. Now, y'all can say all you want to. People are going to be like, oh, no, that's fun. That's having fun. That's, hey, I get it. At one time, everybody's young. You want to, you don't really want to settle down. You want to do your own thing. That's fine. All I'm saying is, I don't care what you do when you're single. My point is when you decide to get in relationships with people, But you know that you're not being faithful to these people. You're putting people's lives in jeopardy because you're going out here, you're sleeping with all these different people, and you're sleeping with people. You're not being careful. You're not using protection. You're not being safe. And you're just sleeping with everybody. And then you're coming back and you're sleeping with your partner and being with your partner. And you're lying to people saying that you're being safe when you're not. You have no concern for no one except for yourself. It's selfishness. It really is. You're a selfish person. And one day this stuff is going to catch up with you. You just cannot keep thinking that you're going to put this stuff into the world and into the atmosphere and that it's going to be okay. And you're never going to get that back, because at some point in time, it's going to come back around. I mean, but when I saw that, I was just like, are you seriously kidding me? Like, you can't be for real. You cannot be for real that you got caught and now you're saying that this person is bringing you stress. Like, what is going on? I do not understand it. I don't understand how it is so hard to just be in a relationship and be faithful. It's really not. Or just stay single. I mean, those are the choices. But that's not what people want. They literally want to be in a relationship. Most people, I really think they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to be in a relationship with the person they want to be in, but then at the same time, they also want to be able to do whatever they want to do. And it doesn't work like that. You don't get to do that unless that's the kind of relationship you agree to with someone else. That's fine. Do whatever you do. But if you're in a relationship with someone and they're expecting it to be just exclusive with you too, you cannot go out and just do whatever you want to and think that it's going to be okay with that person, because it's not. It's not, especially if you agree to, let's be monogamous. It's going to be us two, you know, we're going to be exclusive. We're not going to see other people. But then you change that, you lie, and people will have whole relationships with other people, whole relationships for years with other people that the person doesn't even know about. And I mean, do you think that that's fair? Do you think that's right to do to someone? Do you really think that that's okay to do? I mean, because eventually it's going to catch up with you. You cannot keep that up forever and ever and ever. At some point, you're going to slip and you're going to get caught. It may be years, it may be whatever, but eventually you're going to get caught. And the thing is that, you know, you reap what you sow. And so, you know, you're going to feel it, because you cannot just play with people. That's all I'm saying. I don't care what you do in life, as long as you're honest about it. Seriously, if you tell people, you date people and you say, look, I'm not ready to settle down. If you can accept that, if you want to still see me, that's fine. We can do that. If you're upfront with people and then they still decide to see you, yes, of course, that's on them. That's not your fault. But if you lie to someone, and that's what most people do, they lie and try to say, oh, well, you knew who I was when I was dating you. I don't give a crap about that. Even if you had a reputation, if you told that person when you got with it, you could have been the biggest cheater in the world. But if when you got with that person, you said, that's the old me, this is the new me, and I just want to be with you, then that's what you said and that's what they believed. So don't come later on saying, well, you knew this was me and you knew the type of person I was. It's about taking accountability, and a lot of people don't know how to do that. They want to pass it off on someone else. It's someone else's fault. It's not. Your actions, your decisions, your choices, none of it is someone else's fault. It is all your fault, and it's on you. So own up to it. So how do you push that off on someone else then when you get caught and then you want to play victim? That's the whole thing. There's so many people running around here making people villains in their stories because of their delusions. They're making up stories about how the other person is this, that, and this, and the other person did this. And that's the person that was good. That's the person that kept it a buck the whole time. But you're the person that cheated and lied and did all these things. But now you're out running around telling everybody, oh, they did this to me, they did that, or they this and they that. And you make them the villain in your story. But you know what? It's okay. Because if they do that to you, let them do it. It's fine. Because guess what? The new person will find out sooner or later. There is never anything that you need to do. See, I don't believe in that, trying to go talk to someone else or talk to their new person. Who cares? I don't have time to talk to the new person. I don't care about the new person. Go do whatever you're going to do. Because what I know is that you don't change. You're going to go and do the same thing to them that you did to me. So it doesn't really matter. I'm saying, so many people, they're so worried, and I'm going to go try to warn this person and tell this person. Don't go tell them anything. Let them find out, because half the time they were seeing them when the person was with you anyway. So it doesn't matter. Why go tell them anything? But a lot of people want to do that. Why? I don't understand. Why are you trying to help anybody out? Stay out of it. You know, if he wants to leave or she wants to leave and go be with someone else, let them go. Let them go. Don't go try to warn anybody about anything. Because see, they both think that they won. They both think that they're doing something. They think that they're going to celebrate. But in the end, you're going to be the person that's better off, because now you have peace of mind, and you don't have to worry about the lies and the cheating and all of these things. You don't have to worry about it anymore. So don't worry about informing anyone or telling anyone or trying to give anybody a heads up. Who cares? I've never understood that anyway. I'm not trying to tell you anything. I don't care anymore. If I'm done, I'm done. I'm not trying to tell anybody anything. I don't have time. I mean, you know, and especially if someone's done you wrong, who cares? Because all they're going to do is lie anyway and pretend like you were the bad person, when the whole time they know that you were the only real thing that's ever been in their life. I'm just saying, most of the time, the person that does the dirt is the one that's going to go and try to slander the other person, because they have to make themselves look like the victim. But if you can't be in a relationship with someone, that's fine. Say that. Then stay single and date people or do whatever it is that you do. But to stay in a relationship with someone and you future fake and you lie and you say you want the same things that that person wants when you know that you don't, I mean, you're wasting their time. Seriously. And nobody has time to waste time. I think that's the biggest thing. You sit here and you waste people's time. You waste their energy. You waste their years. You waste their life because you're lying and you're pretending that you want the same things that they want when you really don't. And if you don't, then be honest with people. And when someone tells you that, if they say that, believe them. Don't think that they're joking or teasing, because they're not. They're being serious. If they ever tell you that that's not what they want, that's exactly what they mean. Don't think that you're going to be able to change them, because you're not. Because sometimes we cannot hear stuff. People can tell us things or show you things or whatever, and you don't listen. They give you clues. People will sometimes show you who they are. You just got to pay attention. And a lot of times people want to go into things and thinking they can change people, or they can make people better, or it'll be different with me. I'll be the one that can change them and all of these things. We're not fixer uppers. We're not fixing people. You can't fix people. People have to fix themselves. They have to want help. They have to want to be better. They have to want to be the type of person who's not going around causing hurt and pain and destruction. And unfortunately, there's so many people who don't care about that. They literally don't care about other people. They don't care that they hurt them. They don't care that they lie to them. They don't care that they cheat on them. They don't care. They're just people who are empty vessels, and they are broken people, and they're not healed, and they don't care. I'm telling you, these people need help. They really do. That's what they need. They need help. But they're not. And so they're just going to keep filling their time and days and nights with one person after the next. But it's never going to be enough. That's why they're going to keep cheating. So even when they get with the next person, they're going to keep cheating, because all they want to do is fill that empty void. But see, at some point, you're going to be alone with yourself. I don't care how many people you sleep with. I don't care how many people you go through and keep trying to date and keep trying to see. You're going to be alone with yourself at some point. And you're going to have to look in that mirror and look at yourself and see who you really are. And that's the whole thing, because most people don't like it. When they really look in the mirror and see who they really are, they don't like that person. So it's like, I don't want to be alone with this person. I don't want to even be alone with this person, because I don't like them either. They're a bad person. So I got to have people around me who give me constant attention and validation and you know, gas me up and make me think I'm this and I'm that. But it's crazy to me how people cause chaos in their own life and then say other people are the cause of it. That was just a thing for me, because this person literally got caught doing something that was disrespectful to their partner. And then you get upset and you get mad and say that the person is bringing stress to you because they got upset and called you out on it. I mean, it's delusional thinking. It really is. And that's what's so funny to me, because I look at some shows sometimes and people go and they talk to their friends, and people are always going and talking to their friends. You know, they can't talk to their partners, which always amazes me, because it's let me leave, let me walk out, let me run, let me whatever. But they can go talk to everybody else. But you can't talk to the person that you sleep with. You can't talk to the person that you live with or whatever. You know, all of these things, these intimate things that you do with people. But you can go run out and tell your friends all of this stuff and say all of this. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having friends and talking to your friends. But a lot of people let other people influence them. They totally do, whether it's their family, their friends, whoever, coworkers, whatever. They constantly listen to other people telling them what to do and how they should do it and who they should be with and this, that. And, you know, they gas them up to keep being a player and being this and that. Oh, man, you don't need to settle down. You need to stay in the street. You need to this and you need to that. And so many people make so many mistakes in their lives because they sit and they have so many voices in their head. They don't even know what their own voice sounds like anymore. They really don't. They don't even know what their own voice sounds like anymore. And so they don't know how to make a decision without asking other people or without someone else telling them what to do. Literally. And I just think that's sad, because it's okay to take advice, but at the end of the day, You always need to listen to your own intuition and what your heart and what your intuition is telling you to do for your life. Do you know what kind of mistakes you can make in your life and what you can lose out on by listening to other people? Because regardless of what you think, not everybody has good intentions and not everybody wants you to be happy. You think sometimes that people want you to be happy. But let me tell you something. Sometimes, even though people can be your friends, family, whatever, people can see you in something happy and stable. And sometimes people have jealousy. They don't like that. Sometimes people, when they see you in something really good and it's going really good, and if they don't have that, then they don't want you to have it either. They want you to stay in the street and run the streets with them. And so if you have someone, then it's like they're going to come in, they're going to make these little comments, they're going to say things so that they can get in your ear and in your head and make you start questioning what you're doing. That's why you got to be able to stand on your own. You can take advice all you want to, but at the end of the day, if that's not what you want to do and you love your person, then stay with your person and be with your person. I would never. How can you let other people tell you that something's not right when you know what it feels like when you're with that person? But I mean, people literally do that. Oh, I can't because my family doesn't like it, or my friends don't like it, or it's not acceptable to this group or that group or whatever. Like, whoever is telling you that it's wrong and you shouldn't be doing it, you're literally gonna live your life like that based on that, what someone else is telling you to do? But your heart is telling you, but you're willing to let someone go that you love and that you had something really good with because other people are in your ear and telling you what to do, or society is telling you what you should and shouldn't do. I don't understand that. I would never understand that. You should always listen to your heart and your intuition and what you think, and get silent and get alone. That's why you have to be alone sometimes. That's why people are so surrounded by other people and what people other people want or think. They have to just constantly be surrounded by other people. They literally can't be alone. They can't be on their own just to sit and to think by themselves. They can't. And the thing about that is, with this person who went to go tell their friends, oh, they're causing me stress, is they're always lying. See, they say things like, oh, it wasn't like that. But it actually was. Now, when you look at it and you see what they were doing, it was totally, you were being disrespectful. You were actually flirting with this person and saying things that were totally inappropriate that you should not say when you're in a relationship. So that's my whole thing too. Why do people like to gaslight and lie to people and manipulate people and say it's not what you saw? People can see things with their own eyes. People can hear. And when a person tries to tell you that what you saw and what you know is not true, that is manipulation. That is someone trying to gaslight you. And it's awful. It is so awful to try to tell someone that what they think. It's just like, that's why when a person is cheating or they have a friend at work or something and you tell them, oh, you sure talk about them a lot, or this, that, oh, don't worry about them, they're just a friend, they're just somebody I know, they're this, that, that. Then when you guys break up and then you find out they're dating that person, or they cheated with that person, but that was the person they told you not to worry about. You see what I'm saying? It's always lies. That's how they do. They lie and pretend, oh no, nothing's going on. That's just my friend. I just work with that person. Nothing this, nothing that. And it always turns out that everything that you thought was true. And so for a person to try to do that to someone, to try to make them feel like they're crazy when you know that everything that they're saying to you is absolutely true, but you're going to deny and you're going to lie. And I don't care what anybody says. I'm sure people are going to be like, oh, well, I mean, of course, if you get caught, you're going to lie. No, not everybody. And the thing about it is, why lie? Then don't do it. Then don't do it, because you need to have that same energy. When you're out there doing it, you're all big and bad and bold, and you think you're the man. But then you're a little kid and you're a little, you know what? Because now you can't take the heat. Now you can't take the heat. No, I need for you to have that same energy that you had when you were out there lying and cheating and being disrespectful and unfaithful. Have that same energy when you get caught in it. But they can't. They run. They hide. They ghost. I mean, that's so pathetic to me. It's so pathetic and it is so weak. What kind of person does that? A weak person. I'm serious. And in those cases, you need to understand that when someone does that, let them. Don't chase them. Don't run after them. Don't anything. Because if a person can walk out on you and they can leave you, then let them go. Because if they really cared about you, they wouldn't do that. A person who really loves you and cares about you, they're not going to go ghost and then just go jump into something with someone else. They're not. If they ever really truly care for you in the first place, they won't. People that you love, you want to stay in contact with. People that you love, you want to talk to. It's just that simple. Don't believe anything that anyone else tells you, because people are going to say, oh, well, you told me to leave, or you made me leave, or I wanted to, but you this and you that. They make 1,000 excuses, but there is no excuse, because if a person loves you, they want you in their life, and they're not going to go, they don't want to go a day without talking to you, much less weeks and months and years. They don't. So if they do that, let them go and don't let them back, because that kind of stuff, that's game. Those are games. They want you to chase them. They want to be, no one's chasing people. You either want to be with someone or you don't. All this chasing crap. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Let's get back to being grownups. Let's get back to having real relationships. I get it. I understand. You know, the internet and everybody's, it's so easy to just meet people and cheat with other people when you're in a relationship. But let's be adults and be able to control ourselves. And you, it's okay to see attractive people, but it doesn't mean that you've got to try to sleep with them. It doesn't mean that you've got to break the heart of someone that loves you just so you can sleep with someone. Because let me tell you something, at some point, sex has got to not mean so much to you. I'm not saying that it's not a part of life. That's great. That's wonderful. But it's not worth breaking someone's heart that loves you. I mean, come on, seriously? Like, at what point does that get old? I just don't get it. I mean, because at some point you have to grow up and be a mature adult at some point. You know, I don't know, but I mean, that's just crazy to me that you cannot cause chaos in your life, cause drama, and then say that it's other people's fault. No, it's all your fault. It's because of your choices. And until you own up to that, you're never going to have stability and calmness in your life. It's always going to be chaotic. It's always going to be crazy. And those are the people that's why their lives are like that. You know, you ever meet people and then, like I said, they're just, everything's chaotic. It's always chaotic. And they always have a problem. It's one problem after the other. There's always just stress and chaos. But it's because they create it. That's just like that person who's sitting here talking about their partner is stressing them out. Your partner's stressing them out, but you're the one that's out cheating. How's the partner stressing you out? Are you crazy? And they wouldn't be stressing you out if you weren't cheating. You know, I don't get it. But anyway, that's crazy to me. And I don't get this this whole new dating world and all this crazy stuff right now. And so for me, I just feel like as a person, look, stay single until you find someone who complements your life. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are going to build each other up. You're going to build something together and it's going to be good. And just make sure that you both want the same thing. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. And that's just the truth, because people are going to come in and they're going to tell you every single thing that you want to hear. And they're going to try to pretend like they want the same things that you want. But you watch what they do, because you need to watch for consistency. You need to make sure that they're consistent with what they're doing. You know, because when someone loves you, it's not hard to keep doing the same thing over and over. And that means being faithful and being truthful. And, you know, just because you want to text and or you want to know what they're doing, you know, that you don't have to feel like you're nagging them and you're bothering them. They want you to know where they are. They want you to know what they're doing. Those are the kind of relationships you're supposed to have with people. It's not nagging. People are, oh, don't nag me. This person always wants to know where I am. Always got to know what I'm doing. Always got to this, that, and the third. When people love you, they don't care. That doesn't bother them. They want you to know. They want to make sure that you're okay. See, that's a mature, real relationship. So stay single until you find that, because it's just too much. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time that you can't get back. It's not worth the effort. It's not worth the headaches. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth any of it. If a person's just going to be a dog, let them go out there and be a dog, but let them go do it with someone else. You got other things to do. You got other things to do with your life than to be stressed out and crying and worrying about someone else. That's not what you're here for. It's not. You're here to make a life for yourself. And if you happen to meet someone else who can add something to your life and they're ready for that, then that's great. I think it's wonderful to be in a relationship. I think marriage is wonderful. But just don't settle. I don't want people to settle. Do not settle for less than you're worth. And you've got to know that. You've got to know what you're worth and be willing to walk away from anyone else who doesn't know it. You know, don't let people play with you. Don't. Stand your ground and stand firm and just stay single until otherwise. Have a good day.